From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 23rd, 2020. This week, we focus on a Virginia state government effort to prepare for and adapt to sea level rise and recurrent flooding in coastal areas. We set the stage with some music by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Half of a city awash in the tides. When I think of what happened, it tears my insides. Oh, we could have been smarter, we could have planned. But the world caught a fever infected by man.
You've been listening to part of Cypress Canoe from the 2019 album I Made It Just For You. The song imagines a time in Alexandria, Virginia, when there'd be so much water that one would need a canoe to get to places formerly on land. The song's a commentary on the current and potential impacts of sea level rise on coastal communities. And in the part you heard, the storyteller bemoans a lack of planning to avoid or reduce those impacts. Planning ways to deal with sea level rise, coastal flooding, and other impacts from climate change is what the Commonwealth of Virginia aims to do with its Coastal Resilience Master Plan. In October 2020, Governor Ralph Northam announced an important step towards that plan, the Virginia Coastal Master Planning Framework. According to an October 22nd news release from the governor's office, the 300-plus page framework is, quote, a roadmap that puts the full strength of the Commonwealth into creating a comprehensive coastal resilience master plan that will protect communities, commerce, and the coastal environment, unquote. It includes details on the science of sea level rise and other risks, the specific threats to Virginia, and the Commonwealth areas affected. The coastal and tidewater areas to be addressed in the plan cover 8,950 square miles, or about one-fourth of Virginia's land area, and over 10,000 miles of tidally influenced shoreline. According to the framework, over 70% of Virginia's population lives in areas to be covered by the plan. The framework identifies five guiding principles for developing the master plan. 1. Acknowledging climate change and using the best available science. 2. Addressing socioeconomic inequities. 3. Protecting and enhancing natural coastal barriers and other green infrastructure. 4. Utilizing community and regional planning. And 5. Focusing on the most cost-effective solutions for communities to protect their assets and adapt to changes. The framework also identifies three next steps on the way toward having the full plan ready by late 2021. Those include creating a technical advisory committee, involving the existing Coastal Zone Management Program in the planning process, and holding a series of community roundtables to inform citizens and get their input. Thanks to Bob Grauman for permission to use part of Cypress Canoe. We close with part of another climate change appropriate song by Virginia musicians. Here's about 20 seconds of Rains Come by the Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, Virginia-based band, The Steel Wheels.
No one ever told me it would be like this. When the rains come, when the rains come, is it gonna be a new day?
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.